Thank you. Good afternoon. It's so hard to speak before lunchtime, but I try to increase your scientific interest and also appetite too. Thank you, organizer, for invitation. I would like to say thankful for all of you, and thank you for participation too. I want to talk about the EEG HubG, brain electrical activity, and this is my topics which I introduced today. EEG HubG, this is the first online database in Georgia. What is it? I will try to talk about the scopes and fears demand, about the demo versions too. You can see, yeah. Also, I want to talk about what does it mean, brain electrical activity, what is it, and how we use this research study, because we don't only upload it, publish this data, but we do some research too, and so we're proud about this, of course. So what about the electroencephalography, the EEG, the brain electrical activity data, which was collected in Georgia and have been uploaded in EOSC the first time. And EEG HubG is a thematic service, which is we use from Ivan Baritashvili Center of Experimental Biomedicine from Georgia. And you can see our data already published. Yeah. In NIFO. So what about the EU project, which is, what is the aim? It's get the full benefits of data science for European scientists and promote a benefit, not only computer networks resources, but researcher too, and provide wider opportunity to raise awareness is not only for education, science, also infrastructure service and culture too. And the service is free for European and also Georgian researchers and based on EOSC principles. And all researchers, scientists, physicians, IT, I don't know, have free access of our data, and which is facilitated implementation, new teaching and scientific also approach, so that use not only Georgia, but also international stakeholders will be not only researchers, but lecturer scientists from different education, also scientific and clinical organization. And project is implemented by GRENA. And thank you, Ramas Kwatadze, which is a help us provide not only GRENA technical support, but computer sources for creation of our database and for, of course, integration in EOSC. What is it? I want to talk about this. This is a big EEG data, which have been collected during the 50 years from Baritashvili Center of Experimental Biomedicine, also for some hospitals, David Tatishvili Medical Center too. This is our organization. And this is approximately 2,200 EEG recording of humans. That's mostly, of course, the pathological EEG with different disorders. It will be for epilepsy, schizophrenia, ADHD, stroke, and so on. You can see age ranges is a very wide age ranges. So, of course, gender is male and female. And for children, we have a sleep EEG under 3 years. What about this database? Is a systemized, placed, and stored in EDF format. And then you can see here how many patients is uploaded. You can see distribution male and female through the age ranges. And you can see how what is the volume of our data. This is our EEG HubG. And you can see here their distribution. There's manual contact and so information about this. Patient is distributed by age, gender, mostly the pathological, because the patient, healthy humans does not move to the hospital, yeah? But we have some data about the healthy subject too. And about the medication. For instance, if you are looking for instance, a patient from 7 to 12, for instance, females, you can see here, they are caught. Here you can see age. You can see only if you are looking for females. There's pathology. There's a number of visits. There's a pharmacotherapy, and this is the time of visit. Visiting of patients. And so if you are looking for instance, a patient from 18, males and females, both, you can see here number of visits, you can see medication, and again, same. If you are looking for instance, medication, again, you can just Zazetapac in the anti-epileptic drug, for instance, and you can see how many patients was treated by Depakin, taken Zazetapac therapy. And again, you can see males, if you're looking for only males, and you can see number of visits and so on. Maybe it's very easy. And about the sleep EEG, it was done under 3 years because it's impossible to doing the EEG with the kids under 3 years. About the EEG recording, it takes approximately 30 minutes. We use a background activity, but not only background activity. We use functional samples. Functional samples means, for instance, photostimulation. Maybe you know what is it in. You have been nightclub, maybe, and you know what is it. And also hyperventilation, which means a deep burst. And so it's functional trials. You can see how it looks like. For instance, background activity is a closed and open and again closed eyes. And then we use a photostimulation and hyperventilation. About the hyperventilation, it takes 3 minutes, and just please remember hyperventilation, these words, because we use these words when in our scientific data. About the, so it's already published, but we also move forward, what I said before, and we study EEG in research directions, and we was done two projects. One is a ongoing project, which is aimed to study EEG pattern in patients with different CNS disorders. One, and second is already done, which is looking for new biomarkers in children with epilepsy. About the first, why we choose this study? Because this study is a description of EEG patterns in patients with neurological disorders during the hyperventilation. Why is this? Because a reason of changes of EEG during the hyperventilation provocation test is not fully clarified. And what is the aims of study? We study pathological EEG response to hyperventilation, so we use this word PRH, which is a pathological EEG response. You can see huge data of patient, which is recruited, and only 45 patients has a pathological EEG of based of hyperventilation, and we split patient by EEG type, by time manifestation, age, gender of patient. This is a huge data. So you can see about the pathological EEG types. We see three types of EEG. Mostly we can see disorganization of basal rhythms. Much patient has 73% has this type of EEG. Also we can see paroxysmal discharges and epileptiform activity. It's a distribution of males and females. Afterward we study, now we split our data based of age of patient. You can see range of patient and how many they are split by percent ratio. And so you can see a first type of EEG, which is a prevalent compared to another types. You can see here, for instance, it's a very different audience, so many of you don't understand what does it mean. Yeah, these waves. These waves means disorganization of basic rhythms. Yeah, and also this is second type of PRH, which is you can see paroxysmal discharges. This is a paroxysmal discharges, and this is epileptiform activity, third type of EEG patterns. And then we, because the hyperventilation takes 3 minutes, we study in which minutes we can see abnormal activity. We can see mostly in the first minutes. We can see in first minutes of most pathology. And then you can see here, percent of patient. And what type of abnormality we can see? We can see first types again, which means this one, disorganization of basic rhythms. So therefore, what our conclusion? A functional test is not recommendable after the first minutes, because it takes 3 minutes due to they are children, they are the patient with different disorders, and it's an ongoing project, and we did not finish this project, and we will continue the study this project. But some data already published in Frontiers, you can see here, and so we move forward, of course. About the brain electrical activity, what does it mean? It means we use a single EEG recording, we use event-related potential. Single EEG recording is required the surgery, compare the EEG. EEG is uncomplicated, inexpensive, and non-invasive technique. We use in any type of experiments, this data. And what we can see, EEG measure electrical activity of brain, which is a very useful because it reflects how many different neurons in our brain networks communicate with each other. And so it secures what is interesting spontaneously. And you can see different EEG with different form, shape, sequence. And what does reflect EEG? EEG reflects functional property of brain. Means that it's used not only how does work our cortex, but subcortical area. Also, it's related with age, with time resolution, and sometimes space resolution too. And you can see now in which direction we use. We use it during the sleep monitoring, monitoring the anesthesia, during the we study cognitive functions and normal brain function using the EEG. Also, we use abnormalities like the, for instance, diagnosis of epilepsy or abnormal another abnormal states, which will be brain damage, injury, and so on. And also, you can see different oscillation, which is you can see of different neurons, which is amplified of our synaptic activity of cortex, and EEG is a pipeline of source of function of brain. It will be normal or abnormal, does not matter, but we use different type of design to paradigm and for visualization of EEG data. And so, because it's indicated functional property of brain, like the different functional state of brain, which will be, for instance, arousal, relaxation, sleep, drowsiness, and coma too. So we use EEG not only in healthy subject, but also subject with different brain disorders, abnormalities. It will be injury, it will be also anesthesia, and so another abnormal activity. Why? Because recent progress of neuroimaging techniques for clinicians and also for researchers, we are able to see how it shapes, we move into drive in our brain, and so see how it shapes our perception interaction with the world. And so we figure out this phenomena, which is very important, so brain drive in, we said all times. And we use different models. For instance, you can see here the models of intelligence. And so what was before? Before we use like this, and right we use a QEG, which is very important because today you mentioned about the biology, but I wanted to mention not only biology, because I wanted to mention separate neuroscience, because neuroscience does includes any direction. It includes not only biology, it includes the psychology, clinical setting, and so another different directions. And so very important to use a QEG in with the not only during the normal activity, but abnormal activity too. For instance, for monitoring our patient, when we, for instance, withdraw or drug or monitoring of anti-epileptic treatment, because we use these techniques for different neurological disorders like the schizophrenia, dementia, also attention deficit, and other different disorders too. And through the EEG, we can do the different type of analysis. We use a baseline activity to use a quantitative and qualitative assessment. Quantitative means we use a spectral analysis. Also, we use a brain mapping. And for qualitative assessment, we study, for instance, epileptic form activity. For instance, you can see here EEG using the brain mapping, using the different methods for analysis. For instance, you can see brain mapping show us ongoing brain activity, how different frequencies distributed by the brain regions. And also we use a QEG in children in epileptology, because it's very important, because brain is not fully mature and it's vulnerable for different influences. And it's also very important for this direction, because we have seen many hyperdiagnoses in children. And so we use also EEG in epilepsy. And it's very useful methods for diagnosis of epilepsy, because different we have a different type of epilepsy, and different type of epilepsy has a different type of EEG. And so you can see here different type of EEG. For instance, it will be focal or paroxysmal. And so what about the EEG hub G? How we use in a research study? Because using this EEG hub G, we are looking for EEG biomarkers, which is a source effective diagnostic and also prognostic tools. Also, EEG samples act as early indicators of disorders, Also, it's very important because we can identify potential biomarkers, which is give us information about the major pathway which is involved in epilepsy, and also it's used a most effective and appropriate treatment. For this second study, which already done, we study, for instance, EEG patterns in patients with epilepsy during the anti-epileptic treatment. And here you can see number of patients is age range during the anti-epileptic treatment. And we split patients through the seizure types and EEG patterns. And we study for each patient, we study 3 EEG recording using EEG Hub G again. We use the first visit before treatment and then second and third visit after 3 and 6 months later. And we use for assessment not only baseline and epilepsy for major correlate. We use quantitative and qualitative assessment and also clinical assessment too. And what we have seen, you can see here, for instance, this is the first visit before treatment, and you can see second and third visits, how EEG patterns is distributed through the brain cortex, which is the frontal, parietal, temporal, parietal, and occipital lobes. And you can see all EEG frequency is decreases, which is a very nice indicator. Mostly decreases delta, theta waves, maybe you don't know what this, but anyways, so it's very informative because when we use not only quantitative but qualitative assessment, which is also very nice, and we can see it's IT epileptic therapy decrease at some types of epileptic form activity. So EEG monitoring using the anti-epileptic therapy using EEG Hub G, it's very important because it predict possible clinical aggravation, and it's very important for correct therapy too. And you can see here, for instance, how it's distributed through the therapy. And what we conclude using the study EEG using the EEG Hub G, reduction of high amplitude, low frequency rays, suppression of epileptiform element, and clinical improvement serves as very nice indicator and biomarker of effective treatment. And study of EEG using background activity, also using the spectral analysis and EEG mapping using the EEG Hub G and QEG approach during the anti-epileptic therapy allowed to determine correct treatment strategy. So it's already published, this data, and you can see here how it's published. So I finish right now. So what you can see, what's the difference between EEG and MRI? EEG show you when we can see something, and MRI show where you can see. And little bit about the project, which history before we get this project, we get another project, which is computer infrastructure for large volume of brain signal data with our international collaborators, not only from Sweden, but from Ukraine too. And then we got the EAP Connect project, and we present our research in EAP Enlight Your Research programs, which facilitated new computer and methods and study different brain disorders in Georgia. And then, what I said to you before, our data is published in EAP Connect about the epilepsy and EEG, and also video was done in STEM direction, and special thanks for Taco Guenetase for this. So our activity is done, and thank you for this all the direction. Grain, of course, first thanks, and they are my institute, my research center, and young groups which is involved in our project. And so it's finally EEG likes our life, because in our life we have up and down, and flat lines means death, unfortunately. So it is a window brain. We need to learn how it looks and what it is. And thank you for your attention, and maybe I take a lot of time. Thank you.
Thank you very much for this excellent presentation on brain activity modeling. And I was just informed that the other session also finished 5 minutes ago, so we're not missing lunch. Do you have any questions? Everybody's eager to go for lunch, but I do have one question. Okay. I wanted to ask about the data management of your like you didn't present us a data management plan. Can you tell us more about the data management?
About the data management, you mean only which type of sources, humans or together, everyone? Human sources, generally, it's involved only three participants, but it's much more, of course, because they are the different groups. We are the young scientists, which is doing the different ways. One group doing the conclusion, working with EEG conclusion, and we split patient through the conclusion by the age, also gender, through the, of course, which type of treatment they get, also, the anti-epileptic treatment, which the visits, and so on, and then it will be uploaded in EDF format, or EDF file, what I said you before, and then Agrena support us to create in EOS space. So it's a huge work. Yeah, for of course, and we use this one, of course, and also now it's a huge data for 70 gigabyte, but it's ongoing. It's not finished. It's not finished because it's huge data, and we are ongoing. We have 6 months, and we try to finish before this one because already published and like this.
I'm a physicist, but it was written on your site, post-traumatic syndrome, and I didn't understand. Also, you claimed that post-traumatic syndrome...
Which post-traumatic syndrome? I don't know. Which?
Yes.
Which I don't remember. Post-traumatic, it does not... I write about them. No, just a minute. Not post-traumatic. You mean that patient disorders, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. I just show you. Show
but
you.
But
it's epilepsy. Also, just
yes,
minute.
With epilepsy.
Epilepsy. Also, it's a stroke. Some of them has a Parkinson's
yes.
disorders. Maybe you. Mentioned about and this, and also post-traumatic disorders, it's mostly the psychiatric disorders, because
yes.
I said you before, there's a patient with not only now for different disorders, it's not only for neurological or psychiatric disorders. You mean this? But here it does not indicate. But we have some patient...
After, but doesn't matter.
After matter?
You said it's not neurological.
It's a psychiatric and neurological together. Yeah, here
yes.
you can see here all of this, but it's not indicated. But a stroke maybe, and also Parkinson's disorders. But some of them they have a behavior disorders, a compulsive behavior, psychotic disorder. But it's very small numbers. Mostly it's the epilepsy and encephalopathy.
Okay.
Mostly this patient. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.